The season's lost. Yeah. Canales has to figure out. You can't go into next year not knowing.
Right.
So either he already knows drafting a quarterback, which is possible.
Yeah, maybe they already know that he just can't do it.
Or you've given
Bryce,
him a couple
weeks. We're talking about Bryce Young, if anybody doesn't
know. Or give him a couple weeks off, but he's got to get back in. And like, you have to know definitively, because they have their own pick.
Yeah.
It's going to be like one of three.
There's no point in playing Andy Dalton when you're not winning games anyway.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, he gives you a better chance to win.
It would definitely have been way worse.
You're not winning. Yeah.
And it's so crazy with this owner. As a coach, you don't know if you're going to be one and fucking done.
Right. You might get fired. Games, yeah, so. That's true. Canales, Mike, you have no idea.
Like, you're looking at it from his standpoint, well, we got to stack wins. But is five wins enough to keep his job as opposed to three?
I don't know. I think the best way for him to keep his job, I probably would be for Bryce Young to look good.
Right.
Right? Like, if he can somehow develop Bryce Young over the course of the season, and then it's like, okay, like, there's that quarterback whisperer.
And then you also don't have to use your number one, number two, or number three, whatever pick they're going to have overall on drafting a question mark.
Right, you can use it on one of the other many issues that you have on that football
team. They have a lot of issues. I think they'll be out receiver-wise.
Yeah, those guys are okay.
I think they'll be fine.
Those guys are, Deontay Johnson's pretty damn good.
Leggett's a good player.
He's going to be a good player.
Yeah. They need help on defense, man.
Yeah.
And I know Derek Brown's hurt. And
that helped.
Brian Burns got signed someplace else, but they they have a lot of needs on that defensive side of the football.
Yeah, they do. But yeah, that's my thing. It's like, you play him, he looks good. Then you're like, hey, look in here, Tepper, got something to work with here.
Yeah, that's what you got to bank on, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
This dude's so fucking unpredictable, though. As a fucking owner.
I mean, I guess it's a risk, but I also think it's fair to say, like, the best case scenario might go the other way. We're like,
he sucks enough to
we're drafting a quarterback.
You know, let's for sure.
Yeah.
Let's get the fan base excited. A guy that I want.
Right.
Then but also, energize the fan base.
Right.
Like,
because you as owner, you Tepper, pushed the draft pick. We want it.
Right.
CJ Stroud.
We want a CJ Stroud. Who's, who's like, balling?
If they take, because I think in terms of like fan base excitement, out of the draft eligible quarterback, Shador's probably the highest. I'm not saying necessarily he's the best quarterback. I think in terms of like reinvigorating a fan base, it would be Shador.
Who are the top three right now? Obviously, Shador is one of them. Who are the others? Yours? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yours. That probably doesn't get you as excited.
No.
But he's good, though, obviously.
He's good, but I mean, just in terms of like real energy coming into the franchise,
Carson
it's probably
Beck's
Shador.
Not really in that conversation currently. Maybe he can play his way back into it.
Maybe.
Who else?
Cam Ward?
Yeah, Ward probably. Yeah. Yeah, Shador is the guy that gets you most excited. That'd be wild.
I was thinking about
I let him go to Carolina.
Yeah, fuck this. That's a bad franchise.
Him stand out there in front of the worst offensive line in history, so
yeah, boy.
How good would they be if they had some blocking?
They had a couple offensive linemen and Travis Hunter could stay healthy.
They have negative yardage on the ground the other night. Like,
yeah.
If they had like even an average Big 12 O-line, he would be the number one overall
pick.
You
see the running back from Kansas State get
DJ Giddens?
Is it Shiloh Sanders?
Oh, dude, he broke.
Oh,
my God.
Man.
Yeah, well,
he just liquefied his knees.
is that why Deion would usher running backs out of bounds as opposed
I don't know.
To,
like, it just. It, people get shook all the time. There's just something about falling to your knees when a guy gets you like that.
You get shook out of gravity.
He shook him in both directions.
Yeah.
That was nasty.
I guess
plus they had the perfect camera angle of it.
Like he got shook out of like gravity. It's just like
we had a running back trifecta over the weekend because Asingenti just trucked a couple of dudes.
Yeah,
he's really and then good. I don't remember what running back.
Where did he come from?
I don't know.
Did he transfer to Boise?
I don't think so.
No.
Oh, he's a Boise guy.
Now, they tried to pay him to transfer other places.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, that's
what
it was.
He
like,
stayed.
All kinds of schools tried to throw money at him, and he stayed for some reason. Oh. I don't know why.
But then also, one running back dribbled a DB, like just stiff-arm dribbled him.
The white dude. Is he white?
Who?
The kid you're talking about.
I don't even remember which game I saw.
They had green uniforms on?
I don't remember.
Because I don't know who that dude was.
He dribbled
a little thick little white kid. He was running through people's fucking neck.
Oh, now you might be talking about.
He was running through people's fucking neck.
Are you talking about Arizona State?
You're talking about Scadabo.
Cam Scadabo?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is a little tank.
He was running through people's neck.
Yeah.
He's the most impossible guy to tackle in college football.
Dude.
He just doesn't fall down.
The backyard video game version of a running back.
He's like Alvin Kamara, but like somehow four even crazier. Nine. Yeah,
I was watching. I was like, damn, what is this little white dude?
You can't tackle this fucking guy.
Running through people's shit.
Cam Scatabo or Cam Boo Scatabo. Or something like that. Okay. What a fucker.
That shit was.
I still have nightmares about that guy, what he did to Washington last year. They somehow wriggled off the hook. This is another Kalen DeBoer special. They what happened with Georgia, he does. And what's happened the last couple weeks, he does that too. Dude. He's going to win these games by the skin of his Sucker teeth, but they're going to play
they
like
couldn't
shit.
They play any better outside of fucking quarterback dropping a fucking ball.
Yeah. Yeah.
That last turnover, I was like, they just got the fucking ball back, mm-hmm. and you dropped the fucking ball, yeah. dude.
He missed that guy on the two-point conversion.
And
he
missed
that
guy.
That's a hard one because he's running for his life, but he is right there.
I do want to say this. I'm glad he didn't hit him. Because then we wouldn't have had the onside kick, which is incredible.
Dude, that onside kick was crazy. I've never seen anyone drop kick an onside kick before.
The onside kick. Like,
I never, I didn't even know you could do that.
Just fall on it.
Just fall on it.
Just fall on it. I know it's coming at a different angle, dog. Just fall on it.
It freaked everybody out. It reminded me of that Cowboys Falcons kick.
What are y'all doing?
Because it was a sidewinder. Fall on it. Just, you don't have to let it go 10 yards.
You don't have to let it go.
They do. You don't. Fall on
the ball. And then we had the line drive blasted onside kick.
That was an accident, though. He didn't do that.
I don't
purpose.
Think it was.
We had a kicker in high school that would try to do that. Like, he would try to line it right at the guy.
I don't think it was
guy.
An accident. I think it's a best case, worst case scenario.
Oh, it's just like if I hit
worst
him
case
great,
scenario, you miss the guy and it's a squib kick.
Yeah.
Best case scenario, you drill this guy.
But the
There's
way
no one's
he kicked it though, like,
yeah, I know.
He miskicked it. He kicked it off the end of his toe
so?
And all that. I think so. I don't know.
He that dude just in my
But
head.
It worked. It worked. That game was fucking crazy. Infuriating.
Oh, yeah, man.
Just the worst.
All right,
but no. The worst was losing to Iowa by 100.
Dude,
that was the worst.
I was so disappointed watching that game.
Yeah, me too.
I was like,
tell me about it.
I was upstairs watching it, so I had it on the standalone. And I was flipping through everything else. And I'm just sitting there like, are they giving up these? Did they give up that
40
many points to
40
fucking
Iowa?
To fucking
Iowa,
couldn't score.
That like, was McNamara's first. What power
was
five touchdown?
First touchdown in 4 years
against a power five opponent?
Yeah,
get the fuck out of here,
nah,
man.
It's, yep,
get
that's
the
good.
Fuck out of here.
We're good. We're a good team.